Wedding ministry can be beautiful. It can also be exhausting. A wedding minister may stand in moments of joy, family tension, grief, conflict, pressure, spiritual confusion, remarriage complexity, and public expectation. Some ceremonies are simple and peaceful. Others carry deep stories beneath the surface. That is why the minister must not only prepare ceremonies, the minister must also care for the minister's own soul, skill, boundaries, and calling. You cannot sustain faithful wedding ministry on adrenaline alone. You need a rule of life. A rule of life is a simple pattern that helps you remain rooted in Christ, honest about your limits, and faithful in your calling. It does not need to be complicated, but it should be real. Start with prayer. Before meeting the bride and groom, pray for humility, wisdom, courage, and love. Ask God to help you see them as embodied souls, not as clients or projects. Ask God to help you honor the bride as an organic female image bearer and the groom as an organic male image bearer. Ask God to help you speak truth with grace, then build skill. A wedding minister should keep learning, study scripture, review ceremony language, learn how to lead rehearsals, grow in communication, strengthen your understanding of civil responsibilities. Learn from experienced ministers. Continue training through Christian Leaders Institute. If you are serving as a chaplain or life coach minister, keep sharpening your role-specific skills. Skill is not pride. Skill is love made practical. Next, guard boundaries. Wedding ministers often get pulled into more than they expected. A couple asks for premarital help. A family conflict erupts. A remarriage situation reveals unresolved wounds. A same-sex couple asks for a ceremony outside your Christian ministry scope. A bride discloses fear. A groom struggles with addiction. A parent tries to control the ceremony. A facility administrator pressures you to proceed even when something feels wrong. In those moments, boundaries are not cold. Boundaries are faithful. A faithful wedding minister knows when to officiate, when to provide spiritual care, when to coach, when to slow down, and when to refer. You also need a referral list. Do not wait until a crisis to ask who can help. Identify pastors, mentors, licensed counselors, abuse response resources, civil offices, supervisors, church leaders, and wise Christian couples who can support different situations. You are not called to be the only helper. For the one wedding officiant, sustainability means preparing well, serving humbly, and not pretending to be more trained than you are. For the ordained wedding officiant, it means building a rhythm that can last. For the church staff minister, it means serving within church accountability. For the chaplain, it means honoring institutional policy, documentation, supervisor consultation, and spiritual care boundaries. For the life coach minister, it means offering coaching within scope and referring when issues move beyond coaching. Finally, remember multiplication. Healthy wedding ministry should not end with one faithful person. Ask God to show you people who could be encouraged toward ministry, who might become a future wedding officiant, who might become a romance officiant, who might serve as a chaplain, life coach minister, soul center leader, or local marriage mentor. Think of 10 people you could encourage over time. Not pressure, not careless recruitment. Encourage, discern, pray, invite. Wedding ministry is a doorway into covenant witness, local trust, and future leadership. When your soul is rooted, your skills are growing, your boundaries are clear, and your calling is surrendered to Christ, you can serve with steadiness. Advanced wedding ministry is not sustained by personality. It is sustained by formation, wisdom, humility, and the grace of God.